First up today, football. And the Czech Republic defeated Malta in a friendly in Jablonec on Friday evening. However, the fact that the Czechs only beat a Maltese team featuring several part-timers by 1-0 has led to some criticism in the media. Indeed, Tomáš Nedzid, whose strike on 77 minutes spared the Czechs blushes, was one of the few players to impress. For his first game as manager, František Straka selected a relatively young and inexperienced squad and says his novices just didn't have time to gel.
There's nothing you can do about that. That's a risk I took. But on the other hand, I think the players gave their all. They really wanted to play a high-quality game, and I can't criticise them at all. But they were nervous and lacked coordination that comes with playing together.
It's quite possible that Straka's first match in charge will also be his last. As a new executive of the Czech Football Association, due to be elected in 2 weeks' time, may install somebody else. In fact, Friday's game was somewhat overshadowed by the news that Ivan Hašek was standing for the post of chairman. He's hinted he'd like to see Slavia Prague boss Karel Jarolím as national team manager. A series of screw-ups in recent years have seen both the Czech FA and the national team setup come in for a great deal of criticism, and some see the experienced and widely respected Hašek as the man to turn things around if he wins election. The French Open may have been a washout for Czech singles players, but it turned out to be the most successful Grand Slam tournament to date for doubles specialist Lukáš Dlouhý. In Saturday's final, he and India's Leander Paes staged a brilliant comeback after the first set to beat Wesley Moody and Dick Norman 3-6, 6-3, 6-2. Finally, rowing and Prague's Primatorky, or Lord Mayor's Eighths race, took place on Sunday and was, of course, won by the club Dukla Prague. I say of course because Dukla have now won the annual event for the 30th time in succession. That's all the sport for today.